Glory to God. Go back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea." 27. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Male and female created he them. Please try and listen to this carefully. Who was God looking for? Is he a robot? He's looking for a man, right? Man, right? Man. Okay. In redemption, when we were saved, what did God do? This will help you to clarify some things I said in our Jesus. What did God do in redemption? He gave us a spirit, right? That means our spirit became perfect. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So in redemption, local recording is on. So he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit, right? So in redemption, please think along with me, I beg you. God gave us his spirit. That means his spirit became our total permanent reality. Praise God. Then in the glorification, we are going to have what? A new body. Right? That means the body that God intended in Genesis 1, in the glorification, we are going to catch it. Not catch you. I mean catch. C-A-S-H. That means, you know, that is the Holy Spirit in us is a down payment. The fact that your spirit is already regenerated, that is a down payment. That is the assurance from God to you that you will have that new body. That means everyone that have the spirit will what? Have the... Everybody has the Spirit of God. We have what? We have the new body, right? Okay. But man is yet spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. All those things that we call the works of the flesh, where do they emanate from? Is it from the spirit? No, from the mind, from the soul. That is what Jesus was saying in Matthew 15, that out of the heart cometh evil thoughts, adultery, thefts, that these things come from the heart, not from the mind, not from the spirit. Heart does not always mean spirit in the Bible. It can be mind or spirit or both. It can just refer to the core of man existence. So he said, out of the heart comment these things, and these are the things that defies a man. So if in redemption he made our spirit perfect, and in the glorification or revelation, apostasia, he is going to make our body perfect, what do you think is God's plan to make our mind perfect? Sir? So, what we are doing right now, is it because man sinned or because there is a man? Some people think why we are in church every day is to try to service the issue of Adam's sin. No, this is not a reaction. We're not doing all this because Adam sinned. We are doing all this because you are a man. Don't miss that. As I told you to reason along with me. All this, you know, don't forget that thing that I just said. Say, learning is of God. Learning is not reactionary, it's proactionary. This is the plan of God. Now, the reason, what did Adam say? What did he bring? What do you think it brought? It brought negative what? Influence. Workers, you remember? It brought negative what? Are you sure you're ready for Sunday? It brought negative influence. So that means that negative influence simply made the mind to be worse. But guess what? With or without that negative influence, teaching would still have been required. And unfortunately, the part of man that is more visible to in the world is not even the body, is that mind. Your mind is more visible than your body. Hope you know. Oh God. Oh God. If I am to describe Pastor Ezekiel, will I just be busy describing his height, if he's fat, if he has pot belly, if he has beard? Would that be what I will be busy describing? Or his attributes? Right? How he talks, how he relates, if he forgives. That means that mind that looks hidden is yet the most dominant part of man. And that is the one that a lot of people love to discard, love to sideline. So I said others will say this, learning is of God. Learning is of God. Learning is of God. All you are doing right now is the plan. Is the plan. Let me say it again. The only reason why the work seems harder was because of negative influences that we have received already. Even if there are no negative influences, you would still need to be taught the word of God. You will still have to learn the character of God by teaching. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. So, back to offices. That just to help you to know the reason for all this. Learning is of God. Say, learning is of God. Thank you. So, offices is part 6, right? Thank you. Series 3, part 6. So, we respond to the call of God by learning. If God has called you, if you have received a man of God laid hands on you, so you receive a prophecy that you are going to start a work, the first house to visit is the house of training. Is to ask yourself, have I learned enough? We respond to the call of God by learning. It is so. Let me say it this way: after you have received your call in learning, you must now receive. Sorry, after you have received the call by vision, you must now re-receive the call in learning. After you have first received in a vision, you must now receive again inside learning. See, a need is not enough. That there are people who are perishing somewhere is not enough to start ministry. Oh, is not enough. Because you could have gone there and contribute to their destruction if you have not learned. So a need is not enough, but a need is a pointer that I need to be trained faster. A need is not enough, but a need is a pointer that I need to be trained faster. A vision is not enough. At times, some of us, the reason why God showed us that vision is to tell you that if you don't get trained, if you don't start right now, you will fizzle away soon into worldliness. That is why God showed you what He's showing you. It's not saying you go and start a church tomorrow. That's why some people saw some visions. It's because God knows that if these people don't take this step at this time, you will fizzle away into worldliness. So, a vision is not enough, but learning is always enough. Glory to God. Learning is always enough. Whether you don't have a vision or a dream, learning is always enough. James 3 verse 1. Let me clarify some scriptures. Then we proceed. James 3 verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Well, don't quote this as an excuse for ministry. Because see verse 2, James 3 verse 2, verse 1, see verse 2 now. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in words, the same is a perfect man and also able to bridle his whole body. So he's talking about communication. So after you have read James 3, 1 and 2, should you say, can you see, I will not do ministry, or you should learn right communication? Because the same Jesus said, the harvest is plenty and laborers are few. He's simply saying, don't launch out without learning. That's why, for instance, we learned the last, that's our last series, you know the name. That's what Christians, I just think they can have to talk about everything. Talk away the anointing. Talk and board the angels around you. Even like I said in that, even things that God has given you control over, things that you know what to do, people will still complain. So, that is, those are the things we unlearn in ministry. We unlearn. One of the reasons Moses was rejected was he called, he said, you rebels. No. You don't call a man that come to church here. At least he came now. Has he seen him? If you call him rebel from afar, that is better. Praise God. He's in church to unlearn the rebellious stuff. So if we pick this type of scripture to say that we must pick it to shy away from responsibility, then who will do the work? Same thing, 1 Timothy 5, 22. 1 Timothy 5, 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sin. Keep thyself pure. So this is saying, don't ordain any man suddenly. It's also putting priority on learning. Prove him first. Ensure he's faithful. It's only putting priority on learning. On learning. Ensure you are proved him. That's why the disciples, they were with Jesus before he sent them first to preach. So, nobody is irresponsibility to say ministry is not for me. Learn so that you can do. In desiring the office of a bishop, in desiring appointments, you should first enter the house of learning. Learn. Please write this down, please. There is nothing stopping a trained man from ministry. Any man that has been trained, you have been trained in doctrine, you have been trained in the ways, in the pattern, in the discretion, in the slide, in the slants, in the discretion, there is nothing stopping such from ministry. Give them responsibility. Give them. So after you have learned, after you have been trained, there is no prayer of, God, should I go? There's no prayer of, how, God, how should I go? There's no prayer of, God, should I go? How should I go? Or when should I go? Training will help you to answer those questions. The questions of, how will I go? When should I go? Should I go? If training will answer all that question. The prayer will simply be, God, let's do this. Hallelujah. Are you with me? The prayer will simply be, God, let's do this. We are doing this. Praise God. Praise God. Because even learning will give you that zeal. If you don't have zeal for me, don't worry. Just learn. Praise God. If you are a vegetable, just come. Just learn. Just learn. Acts 19:20. Just learn. Just learn. So I'll be showing you several scriptures. Acts 19:20. So the question, the question of how should I go? Training we answer. Learning we answer. The question of when should I go? Training we answer. The question of should I go? Training we answer. So your only prayer point will be what? God, let's do this. Praise God. Are you with me? What will be the prayer point? Is it God? Ah, God. Okay, Iggy, for instance, from all I've taught you, what is the answer to the God, to the prayer of God? Where should I go? One question. Yes, one answer is where hungry men are. Two. Hey, God, I have taught you a lot. So you learn to remember. Please, I beg you. Where you are sent to? Two. Where men are? No, it's where mosquitoes are. Yes, you are right. You are right. Okay, please. Okay, what's the first thing you said so we can document it? No, I have said this in plenty scattered form. So that we can. So first answer is where what? Where willing men are. Where? So where should I go? Where willing men are. So don't, Lenny has answered that already. One. And that, where is what? Where you are sent to. Two. Another one. I've taught you. Should I put money on it so you can get it? When I was teaching you about money, do you need money for the ministry? So where should you preach? Should you go to Dubai and preach? Where you can afford. Are you a servant? Care not for it. Are you made free? Use it. So that means if I have, if I have like 200 willing men in Dubai ready to learn, but I have 30 willing men in Nigeria willing to learn, but my resources cannot take me to Dubai. Or for me to get to Dubai, I will have to like suspend ministry and work day and night for 6 months without praying and do anything. Which one am I going to stay? Are you with me? So, what answers the question of where? Learning. Thank you. Learning. Don't always rely. Oh God. If I pass my microphone right now and tell each of you, tell me the place you have seen your dream that you will be preaching. You will see answers. I'm serious. I'm not joking. If I ask my wife one day, she picked one forbidden book in my house, book of visions, book, visions I wrote in the dark ages. Amen. see my lost sins. I have to go and remove that book from the sight of men. Thank God she didn't read everything. If you see the places where God is taking me to. Amen. Amen. Some people now be you are okay. You now if he has gone. She showed me. Okay, are you there when she was showing me that video of a guy that said he was went to US and God said, but God sent him. See what he said. God sent him to a village. Before he could find the village. It took him 1 year to first find the village. See, it took him one full year. You know, it's 1 year that you did all this exam you did there. Yeah. You don't understand what I'm saying. You be thinking now. Huh? You must be smart in this church in Jesus' name. It's in 1 year that you have that easier that has turned from zero to hero. Sorry. She did about to. but a man for 1 year, what was he looking for? Looking for where God sent him. What is the name of the village you're going to use? Eleni village. See what? I actually believe if you actually pick the map of that, we have some maps that are very dark, very detailed. Some atlas. You know atlas? Remember atlas? You know atlas? I don't know what you use in your own time. Who knows? So, you know, there are some like very expanded. You will actually see the name of each village in Nigeria. Like, My leg is there. Sorry. You see everything. So, but this guy said for a year, he was trying to locate the time wasted already. He was praying. Then he got to the place, said he was under a tree. So, learning is more important than your vision. It's more important. We are not saying don't go and preach in New York. But learning will not allow your life to be wasted before you get to the New York. At least you are not dying this year. If you say you know, that does not mean that New York is now. Some people now suspend everything, or they now go and sell everything they have so that they can buy, get visa, or get something because God has called me somewhere. Learn, Alaji. Also, maybe you saw the fact that, okay, I will be preaching. A man of God, I remember a man of God, I respect so much. He prayed for me, he prayed healings for me years ago. And he said, God showed him that. In his ministry, very soon that will be ministering, and the whole stadium will be gathered. I will ministry in a stadium. At least if he has started, I will be starting hearing his name. I'm not hearing anything since then. Why? Because you are expecting. Is it that you are expecting to just drop him, or some people now go and they will just say, "Hey, God has called us to a stadium." You have to say, okay. Onisha Stadium. You now go and be. Going to from office to offices, collecting money everywhere, that we must rent a stadium. You now want to start at that peak. That is why. Have you observed that most of these things I'm saying in the offices is not practicable outside a church? Most of them. You can only practice. You know, you can't practice this in attending ministry, in going up and down. You can't practice this in going to three churches in a year, three different churches. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, how do I know where I'm sent to? Number one, again, yes. Where hungry men are, yes. That is where hungry men are. Although that one should cannot be number one, because you can be sent to where there is no hungry men. Don't forget what I said in the Facebook post. Feed the hungry and give appetite to those who don't have appetite, right? So you can actually be sent to a fresh mission field. That's they are not really hungry. But of course, where hungry men are is still one of the criteria to know where to start. Are you with me? Secondly, what? Where you are sent to. That means you respect the discretion of another and that place over you, where you are sent to. And thirdly, where you can afford. That's why he says, start in Jerusalem. That's the wisdom of God. Is there any place you enter? Stay there. Don't go from house to house. Don't look for greener pasture. Be contented. Don't look for richer. Being soul that have armored. The guy that Jesus healed in Jericho, that madman, said, go and tell your folks what great thing the Lord has done for you. He didn't say, go to Africa. Go to your family. The woman in John 5, who did he go to? Samaritan woman. He went to her village. That man said, man, that told me all I have done. Is it not the Christ? Always start from where you are. Don't now start raising money. I must do ministry, raising money. Like the one that will say, I should come and drop how many million? Yes. Open my mouth. 20 million. When then? Small sin. Okay, there's no small sin then. When then, Paul, this girl was looking for 2 million. They said, come and give him 20 million. Amen. Anna. Start. Have you also observed that before you start this thing, you have signed off on pride, on ego, you have signed off on popularity, right? You have already, remember 2 Corinthians 4, you have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. You have spoken them off. Remember, I know my wife will remember everything. You not remember. I don't know why. Because what she said. You are the only one that's setting an exam. What do I call the new of renounce? I know you know it. You will speak it off. Open in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2, right? We have received this ministry as we have received mercy. We faint not. Be fast. Do like a soldier. We are a soldier. Yes. Yes. But we have what? Renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully. So what they call the meaning of, so I said the renounce does, it doesn't mean, it's not saying you will not do it. Renounce means you will speak it off. How do you renounce, if you say you want to renounce a cut, how do you renounce a cut? You will say, you will say clearly, Abi, I am no longer interested, right? So also he's saying we have renounced the identity of dishonesty. So how do you renounce the identity of dishonesty? You will speak it. Like a lot, like I said in that sermon, I say you will not only say boldly, how do I put it again? Hallelujah. You also say boldly what you will never do. That is renounce. Don't just say, I will preach the gospel, will reach millions. You also say things like, I will never marginalize the gospel. You will renounce it. I will never do miracle money. No matter how broke I am. You can do it, Java. Sorry, that's a joke. So Acts 19:20. Training will help you answer the vital questions in ministry. Those vital questions. Most of the things people are praying for, Oluwapemi, God. Most of those things that they are praying on our CAC mountains for ministry, the prayer was necessary because they are not taught. That's how the prayer time takes 20 years. 20 years, you are praying for God. Pemi. 3 years, you are praying for God's call. Olorun ipe o. So I guess you hope you know Olorun ipe. The God of the call. Olorun ipe. Nice. You know, Olorun ipe. Or the God of calling. Something like that. I don't know. Which one is this? Learning is always enough. So, Acts 19:20. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. I'll be asking several questions. Then we stop this again and then I continue again. And 21. After these things were ended, that is in Ephesus, right? Ephesus is where the word of God from 12 people, then they all still got to know the word. But 21. Let's read 21 slowly. Want to go? After these things were ended, Paul proposed in his spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I am there, I must also see and tell me, after the revival in Ephesus, what is the silence thing that must happen before verse 21 that was not mentioned? Yes, he has taught. He has been teaching for 2 years. This is offices. What is the silence thing that is in 21? Before Paul will leave, leadership. He will commission men. Thank you. He will. It's not that he has taught for 2 years. I said, now all of you can go back to the world. Now all of you can go back to where you came from. I am going. As he's leaving, what is he doing? Commissioning leadership. He is going because another territory is willing. They are willing to receive more. The gospel is not meant for you alone. It's meant for the whole world. I have taught you. Oh, don't worry. I will come back to establish you more. But I need to go. But meanwhile, listen to Brother Stephen. Listen to Brother Emmanuel. See 28. Men must be commissioned. See Acts 20 now. 28. I think this is now when he went back to the same Ephesus. Is it Ephesus? 28? Huh? In Acts 20, it's Ephesus, right? Verse what? Which verse do you see it? Which verse? 17, right? Okay, so yes, he now went back to Ephesus, which is the same one in Acts 19. So Acts 20, 28 now. Let's read from 28 together. Slowly, one to go. Take it therefore unto yourself. Sorry, let's read from 27. Yes, sir. Okay, it's not 27, Gary. Hold on. It should be 26. I'm using another pre-copied Acts 20. Okay. Acts 20:17. Let us read 17. 17 will clear it. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the what? Elders of the church, right? That means he has appointed elders in Acts 19. So he called the elders of the church. Then he now start talking. Then from 28, let's read 28. Now I want to go. Thank you. Yes. Take it therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolf enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, yes, of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. 31. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Amen. 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. 33. Keep reading. I have collected no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, you yourself know that these ends have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, also laboring you all to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all, and they wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of for all the words which he spake, that they should not see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Amen. No, that's the life, okay? That's the life of a minister. That's it. Like this pattern now, also, this pattern you see in Paul right now, we cannot say, I have my own style. These are the foundational apostles. Then also, you should not really say, I will stay in Ephesus for life. I will say that. I say that stylishly. I will come back to it later. So, he appointed people. Like right now, let me ask you this question. Physically, am I in Kaduna? Physically, am I in Independence Assembly Kaduna? But doctrinally, am I there? Like, but I'm almost there more than here. Praise God. When you be seeing people like that, there's one small girl, smaller than the smallest saint, sorry, thinner than the smallest saint that came here. I can't pronounce her name again. This girl will pick our sermon. She will not summarize it. She will script it. You know, scripting. You will read till you are tired. On Facebook, I don't know if I've seen any of that on our wall. She will write everything. In fact, she will almost write the time we have. So, don't forget the word is big. So, that means, thank God also for this age, that means you can be in a place, but you are more than in a place, right? Are you with me? That means right now, okay, I am here, but men are commissioned here, men are commissioned there, men are commissioned there. The world is large. The world is large. The instruction is go to where? The world. And we saw the pattern of going to the world in these people. He stayed there for how long? 3 years. Teaching them. What happened after 3 years? He left. Put somebody in charge. Let me ask you this question. If I have taught you all of it, is this what happened there? Is it the same thing as, can we say it's similar to, if for instance, all of you here now have been teaching for the past, let's say, 3 years, then all of you, I sent you away. And I have new people fully here. Is that similar? Yes, right? Huh? Are you with me? That's similar too, right? But you have just seen the fact that you, as you are teaching people, you must give them room for responsibility. If Paul has always been there, the elders will not really have too much work.
Like I was telling some of you that some of the questions that you bring to me, then to be going to your leaders. Why? So that you can challenge them to study. Don't come and ask me everything. Want to know what happened to Job? Ask somebody to workers in training. She will be able to apply what she has learned. Praise God. So, 2 Timothy 2. Our item in this place. Are you understanding this at all? Are you seeing ministry differently? Are you seeing clearly? So most of the churches that we came for, that we are, there are branches everywhere. What was their only mistake? Most of them. Sir, yes, speak, sir. Ministers were not well taught before launching your commission. That was the only fault too. Never be part of those who are saying churches are too much. Don't be part of them. If you are well taught, you know you don't have to put on speaker outside. That's not the evangelism. Praise God. Some people enter, they are passing in front of you. They say they like our side. Everything is inside. Yet they are always there. And now you're hearing oh, from one speaker. Praise God. So 1 Timothy 2, let me read verse 1. You read verse 2 for me. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So before 2 verse 1, what is in chapter 1, last verse? Okay, it's talking about the people who are with him, the people who are not with him, okay? And people who oppose him and the rest. 2 verse 1 now. Thou therefore, my son, be strong. Because anytime we see therefore, that means based on what he has said before, that means earlier he was talking about doctrine, those steadfastness, etc. So therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2, 1 to go. Let's read, yes, sir. The things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, which shall be able to teach others also. So what must be learnt? That's the next question. What must be learnt? Write that down. What must be learnt? The things which thou hast learnt of me. The things which thou hast learnt of me. What must be learnt? Same 2 Timothy 3:10. The famous chapter that carries all scripture is given by the instruction of God. 2 Timothy 3:10. Okay, no, you must make an habit of reading the Bible. You must know where these things are. 3 verse 10. Okay. But thou hast fully, say fully, known my doctrine. Say that's primary. Say doctrine is primary. See, everything else is, or everything else that is also compulsory to be learnt. Oh, I didn't put it too. Everything else can only be learnt when they agree with doctrine. Everything else after this can only be learned when they agree with doctrine. Everything else that follows after this can only be learned if they agree with doctrine. So after doctrine, you see what? Manner of life, right? So if the manner of life of Paul does not agree with doctrine, that must not be learned, right? Are you with me? So the manner of life is relevant because it agrees with doctrine. Part of his manner of life is that conservative nature of the gospel, of the ministry, of not always trying to merchandise people, of not trying to shortchange, trying to charge the gospel, trying to place a price on the gospel he preaches, is part of the manner of life. You have how he works for his own to feed himself is part of the manner of life. Say, so you have fully known my doctrine. You are my manner of life, my purpose, why we are doing all we are doing, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's strong. Eh? So that there must be a strong allegiance to the gift of God. The gift of God being Paul in that context. There must be a strong allegiance to the gift of God.
Never face scripture and discard the man that commissioned you. Never. Never. Never face scripture and you say you are discarding men. See, spiritual maturity is a lot. Oh. Spiritual maturity is actually a lot. It's a lot. Okay, go to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. So, when you see a man of God, that maturity, this is the issue. That maturity will be required in more places. A lot of people will need him. Are you with me? A lot of people will need that maturity. A lot of people will need him to come and bless them, not only you. A lot of people will require him to come and minister to them, not only you. That is why men of God must reproduce themselves. That's why I say, Timothy, you have fully known my doctrine. That means you can stand where I should stand. Say we must reproduce. Thank you. Please don't forget all this. Now it's looking like instructions. Short ones. Romans, Acts 8, verse 14. So after Philip went to Samaria, we saw something that happened that people were saved, but they were not filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't speak in tongues. So in Acts 8, verse 14, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, what happened? They sent. Say they sent. So that is an apostolic visit. They sent unto them Peter and John. That means there is something that Peter and John will bring that Philip was not providing. Say maturity. Say maturity confers on us responsibility. That's the point. Maturity confers on us responsibility. But verse 15, I will explain all this to you. Who, when they are come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. But do you know that they could also as well train Philip to do the same thing? Praise God. That means I can clearly say, you know that Philip left Jerusalem as a result of persecution. Eh? Philip, that's from Acts 6, 7, then 8. And then they were scattered abroad, went everywhere preaching the word. And Philip went to Samaria and preached the word unto them. And the people gave it with an accord, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did for the unclean spirit, crying with the loud voice. And many were taken to pass, who were healed, and the sick were healed. And there was great joy in the city. So he left as a result of the persecution of Stephen. So it's clear that he might not have learned everything. So as they were going, why didn't the apostle say, hey, you have not finished learning. Don't go. Don't say anything, though. Just go and be washing people's dishes. No, he was a deacon, right? Go and be cooking food with hunger. That's a Maggie. You don't know it. You cannot marry a good boo, something like that. You must know hunger. If a lady uses hunger to cook for you, forget it. Okay, sorry. So, they could have, Philip was not like, he was lacking some things. What happened? Peter and John, they came to perfect the work. Now, listen to me carefully now. Even if Philip was able to do that, it will still be necessary for the apostles to still come. Let me explain. Because you will always see that maturity. It will always give an edge. You always see the benefits, the advantage. See, verse 17, and they lay hands, their hands on them, based on experience. Or let me say this way, even if Philip could do all that himself, he will still be subject to the mother church based on experience.
Even if Philip could do all that, could get them filled with the Holy Ghost, he will still be subject to the mother church based on the experience of the mother church. Okay, see verse 17. You see that what all they came initially to do is just to get people filled with the Holy Ghost. But at the end of the day, they did more than that. Verse 17, then look at your Bible, Acts 8:17. Then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that true lay on of hands the Holy Ghost was given them, he offered them money. Saying, give me also this power that on whosoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But what happened? Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. I didn't think Philip would have done this way. Praise God. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven thee, for I perceive that thou in the gall of bitterness, born of iniquity. And see verse 25. And they, when they are testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. So you see that they didn't only get filled with the Holy Ghost, they preached the word. That means they taught further. They taught further. So we must always respect experience. Always respect your discipler. Always, 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 always. Also, you see that Peter and John, they command more authority than Philip. More authority. The way they do it, they command more authority. Praise God. Praise God. So, maturity is a reason for you to be sent. That's the truth. Maturity is a reason for you to be sent. The work is much. The work is much. Titus 1 verse 5. The only reason you should not be given responsibility is if you are not ready. If you are here and like with all the scriptures, you are here, you are not a father, you are not a mother, you are not a cell leader, you are not a... What else do you have in this place? I know you're a prayer contractor. Sorry, we don't have prayer contractors. You're not people. What is that portfolio of booking and effect? They're the ones that knows how many hours we pray every month. Imagine both of them, they didn't know how many hours we are praying this evening. They both came late. And book is not here. Which other portfolio do you have? We have trainers, people who train, we have people who mark exam, right? If you are not in all this category, let me tell you the truth. It means you have not learned something. Or perhaps we are still trusting you gradually with responsibility. The only reason a man must not be giving portfolio, because hope you know in the church there must always be portfolio. In the church that has no more portfolio is a church that is not reaching out. If you are reaching out, you'll be having more crude people, right? More new people, right? More new people. So if you are in a place a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you are not given any responsibility, that means something is wrong. Either your pastor does not know the purpose of the church, or you are not growing. Thank you. Thank you for understanding that. So the only reason you should not be given responsibility is if you are not ready. Why? Because untaught men in ministry, what would they do? You have forgotten. They will do more harm to the gospel. They will retard the gospel demand. Untaught men in ministry, they will retard the gospel work demand. They will retard this demand. Let's close as we read these scriptures. Titus 1 verse 5. So we must commission men. We must commission men. Who will commission others? Don't be afraid of commissioning men. Don't be afraid of putting people in charge of people. In charge of, you cannot do everything. Man of God, you cannot do everything. Cannot be the cell leader, be the pastor, be the discipler, be the one that will see the first timer because you think you are the only dimension of God. You can't be in two places. You can't be here and be in Los Angeles, be in Johannesburg. Everything at the same time, you must commission people, train men, and send them forth. Thank you. Titus 1 verse 5. 1, 2, go. For this cause, left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest well set in order the things that are wanting. Hold on. That means when Paul was living, some things were still wanting. So what did he now do? He now left somebody there. Praise God. Are you with me? He now left somebody there. And what else should he do? See, keep reading. And what? Ordain elders in every... You are not looking at your Bible. Okay, I'm going to read it again. Titus 1, verse 5. You will see that it's the same thing like 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. See, okay, let's read now. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting. And also what? Ordain elders in every city as I have appointed thee. Can you see the progression? Okay, ordain elders in every city. Will Titus 2 be in every city? Say we must trust men. There must be expansion. I don't see a pattern of ministry of saying that. Me, I didn't see it. Of saying this church is 1,000. We are 1,000. We are plenty. We are so much. And we are all world men. And we are all here. And nobody's in another place. Commission them. Put them under order and accountability. Commission them. Amen. Titus 1. Verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word. Okay, I'm waiting for you to start writing. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine. Amen, amen. Both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Say sound doctrine. That's the point. Now, 1 Timothy 3, verse 1. 1 Timothy 3, verse 1. Well done, well done. Hope you are learning something. I know you're already used to this boring style and never get tired of it. It will grow you up. It will grow you up. So you have seen from the beginning of this sermon that what we are doing is not an afterthought of God. We are not doing this because you are a sinner or because you were once a sinner. It is the plan. It is the plan. You know, it has been said of Abraham, even before the law was given, I know of him that he will command his children to follow after me. That's a lot. So God expects that continuity. Continuity. Thank you. So Titus, 1 Timothy 3, we read from 1 and 2. Want to go? This is a true saying. If any man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. Hallelujah. Say it's good to desire. Say we can desire. Say we can desire. Without ego. That's the point. We can desire without ego. You can desire without being, without, you can desire a good work without ego. You can desire without, you can desire out of sincerity. God is looking for men that will desire. That will desire. That will say, God, use me. Oh, God, give me Scotland or I die. That's desire. That's desire. People are willing. I want to do it. But in their desire, they will not rush out. They will what? Sit and first learn, right? Their first suffering will first be to what? To learn, right? That means if rain is falling, like some of you, I said today, 7 o'clock now, rain is falling, and what happened? You all know what happened to you. Amen. Praise God. No time you got here. So, but your first suffering will first be to, I must do my best to learn, to get it. And so, you know, if you miss the first, you know, at times you just miss a small part of a sermon, like something like that is not always coordinated and everything. I know I don't always do recap. I have to start begging my pastors now, please always do recap. I've tried that thing, it doesn't make sense because to recap is like, let me just go and push it again because I don't know how to mention things scatteredly. No, recap is serious. I will learn it, yeah? Don't worry, before 2 years, I'll learn it. I'll be doing recap. So, it's vital. You can desire. You can desire. It's good. People who desire to be, I want to be an engineer. You desire. You want to be a doctor. Why not? I want to be a man of God. You can desire without ego. You can desire without sentiment. You can desire out of sincerity. But as you desire, what must you do? Firstly, you what? Learn. Learn. So, 2, a bishop then must be what? Blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of a good behavior, given to hospitality. Able to teach. I will end with this in the last passage. Hospitality. Up to teach. Say able to teach. See, let's read verse 6. Want to go?
not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, say after me, say spiritual maturity is God's call to bring men up. So, if you are passing 19 your exam, hope you know God is calling you. Praise God. Some people say, I would never score 19. Amen, amen. Spiritual maturity, that I check your PR notes, everything is full. You are going around, you are preaching, reproducing. Every now and then, you bring somebody to church. Every now and then, you say, okay, get somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. You are quick to do your own. Pastor gives you an assignment. You are the one, you are the one, you are always in front. You want to, sir, this is it. Even pastor forgets to ask of the assignment of calling, of the callings he gave you. You quickly rush to him, sir, pastor, you for, sir, this is the exam you gave us. That, hallelujah. Praise God. That shows you are ready. Amen, amen. That shows you are ready. You can desire. That shows you are ready. That is God's call. That is God's call. Will he not come to church? See, like for instance, you know, it's normal. How many of us are here now? Maybe less than, maybe 20, close to around 20 or less than that. I'm sorry, a bit more around that. You know, it's normal. I do it. It's deliberate. It's deliberate. Okay, what will it cost for us to put special program? I know, to make obviously a special program, you know, we have to touch it up. We have to give it a better name. Like the apostolic content of ministry. You know, that's all you just takes, right? You know, we have the sand, right? We have the generator, we have everything, we have the equipment. Just start looking, clean the floor very well. So, arrange the bed. What else do we need for the spare program? I wear suit. Thank you. Thank you. I wear suit. And Mr. Grace will be in front. All of them will be in front. Choirs will be. They give us one, like the one, no matter you give us, the all of you, you could not learn. You sing, right? I preach. But you know, I hope you know, if it's a special program, how do I cover 10 sermons in just maybe 4 days stuff? That would be a lot. So this pattern is intentional. It's intentional. So when he calls, you answer. That is God's call. So people like, oh, I see doubting. I'm that if you are called, you are not serious. Why are you here? Do you know how people come to church every day? Because you are not normal. You are not normal. You are no longer normal. You are past beyond normal. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, God wants all his children to be responsible. Spiritual maturity is for responsibility. It's not for titles. It's for responsibility. You cannot be stagnant. You cannot be stagnant. You cannot be stagnant. Amen, amen. You cannot be stagnant. You cannot be stagnant. You cannot learn yet. You are not doing anything with what you have learned. It's impossible. That's it. If you are learning and you are not doing anything, that means you are not learning. Learning will confer responsibility. It will bat zeal. You don't come with zeal from activism, from political party to church. Because you're a PDP activist. You now came to church. You think, say, the gospel, preaching the gospel is about doing a Luther. No, drop the zeal. Come. Learning will give you a new zeal. Well, Pastor Joy will help you to straighten most of these things I'm saying scatteredly. Learning will give you a new zeal. Don't bring zeal to God. Learn the zeal from the word. I can say maybe it's the zeal that Paul was using to persecute Christians before that he wanted to use before in Acts 9. Then he said, no, just cut off ministry. Then he had to go to Arabia. Now he knew that, oh, before, is it 15 years? And then when he came back, praise God. Amen, amen. Brother, you guys pray in tongues.
Hope you know your life is ready. We are setting your future. Yeah, you know what we are doing together now? We are planning your future. Hope that's what we are doing here. So receive it. Amen. That's what you are doing. Me and you, we are arranging your future for you. We are arranging together. Sacrifice. I'm arranging your future. I'm arranging it. By the time for 6 months, you will not see your husband. We'll be somewhere healing the sick, preaching the gospel, raising disciples. Praise God. Edify Assembly is a year of order for us. A year we learned order. A year we learned responsibility. A year we learned order, order, order. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Christo govate manamano sovatite fiketo fetata lirase totate monato rokata lene stovi zova zaste yageto la garada boza patata tate. Why we follow you? How we follow you from now till the end of time. Yeah, till the end of time. Till the end of time. Amen, amen. Praise God.